As we approach 8 o'clock at the Fox on your Thursday, good morning it is, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We're joined now from Capital Radiology by Senior Radiologist Dr. Richard Fleming. Richard, thank you for joining us.
That's my pleasure, Fifi. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, we're looking here at the photos of Fev's brain.
It's good looking brain boxing.
Well, Richard, is that I'm not just saying it. That looks like a very big brain. Is that abnormally big?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say it's abnormally big. It looks like everybody else's brain.
Oh, that's okay.
Thing, isn't it?
It just looks, Flemo, it just looks like it's filled with a lot of knowledge. It looks big.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, Richard, can you explain the scan that Fev had and what does an MRI show when you get one on the brain?
Right. Well, an MRI basically shows all the contents inside your skull and outside the skull, so we can see the brain tissue and all its different components. And an MRI is a very accurate scan for looking at details of the brain.
Doc, Fev said he was in there for about half an hour. Why does the MRI take that long for a scan?
Well, look, an MRI is a bit different to a CAT scan. A CAT scan is basically you're shooting X-rays through the body and detecting them on the other side, so it doesn't take very long. MRI is a bit different. It's a completely different technology where we're basically detecting electrons in the body. And without going into too much physics detail,
thank you.
The scan, you know, the body has electrons, and those electrons produce a magnetic field. And so, basically, what the scan is doing is it's detecting very, very, very small magnetic fields in the body, and that takes a lot of time to accumulate enough information to create an image.
Richard, did you see anything abnormal on Fev's brain?
Look, no, I didn't. He's got a completely normal brain.
Yeah. Hey.
It's a good relief for him. Well, it should be a good relief for him.
Are you relieved, Fev?
Yeah, well, looking at it.
Great. This is great news, Fev.
Yeah, because I was a little bit worried, Doc, when I went in. I wasn't worried about – I did get hit in the head a fair bit, but I was more worried about if you'd find something else, like a tumour or something that just wasn't good, because you know when people get sick, Doc, they always go – oh, we were looking for something else, but then we found that, and then they end up dying from that. And I'm like, that was what I was fearing.
Well, I can understand that because that's one of the main reasons for doing the scan, because the symptoms of concussion are not peculiar just to concussion, but they can be caused by other things. And so what we find is the majority of the time, people with symptoms of concussion, the scans are usually normal. But occasionally you might be surprised, but we're also looking for other things that might be causing the same symptoms. So in your case, it's nice to be able to tell you that there's nothing else there.
Richard, what would you see if you saw, if concussion had affected a brain, what can you see?
Well, what we would look for are things like, if you see all the little lumpy, bumpy edges on those images around the edge of the brain, what we'd be looking for is for the brain to look a bit shrunken. And so some of those little spaces and lumpy bumps around the brain appear a little bit bigger. The other thing that we might look for is what we would call little hemorrhages or little bleeds in the brain. Because when the brain gets rattled around, sometimes you can get these little shearing forces that tear little fibres and tear little things in the brain. And they appear as little black dots on the brain scan as little hemorrhages. And the MRI is the only scanner that can detect that sort of thing.
I don't know if you can see the images, if you're looking at them or not, Doc, but the sixth brain scan looks like a half lobster tail. doesn't it? It looks like a little bit of lobster. Like, mate, that's how good my brain is.
It's not a Rorschach test, mate. It's MRI scans.
Doesn't that look like a lobster?
Well, it looks like something's broken off. Is that your pituitary gland?
It'd be just as tasty, Fev.
Oh, mate, my brain would taste that good. Have a look at the thing. You can feed off that forever. So it's perfect. You're saying it's a perfect brain?
It is a perfect brain.
What I'm worried about, Doc, is how...
Hey, we don't need to speak anymore.
No, but how you've acted, how you act, how you live, that's doing all this...
Perception, bro.
...with a normal brain. Yeah. That's what's more concerning.
Do I keep you guessing?
Yeah, always.
Yes, smart, aren't I?
Richard,
I'm not an open book like you, mate.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for having Fev there at Capital Radiology in Camberwell.
Great,
we really appreciate
there,
that.
They were great. They looked after me really well. The lady that did it, I was that nervous. She was so comforting, wasn't
Louise,
she?
Louise, lovely.
She was amazing. She kept talking to me. You know what I said when I was in? I was like, you know, like Days of Thunder, I'm Cole Trickle, I need someone in my ear, you know, they talk, when he was laying in that thing after he had the accident. Story.
Right.
What did she tell you? Fev, you're the best at getting an MRI we've ever seen. You're the MRI champion.
Yeah, pretty much. I needed someone to talk to me because I thought it might have been you or, you know.
No. Nick. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah. Thanks, Doc.
That's all right. My pleasure.
Best brain ever.
Well, we can go and get MRIs too because I've had one. Mate, and
your brain
perfect.
Wouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Why?
Because you've got a little head.
I've had yours looks really big.
Yeah, because it's smart.
But no,
and
maybe
you're older,
it's because.
So your brain won't look like that.
4 years, your brain doesn't look different.
Mate, dementia.
Double vaping at once. The massive things of wine.
Smart.
The COD, the endless games of COD.
No sleep.
The wine.
And I'm not a doctor, but I don't want to tell people not to be healthy and go to gym. I don't do any of it, and I'm perfect. And I do all that stuff.